time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 85. Tonight, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 67. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has several activities in the coming weeks, and next Friday has two deadlines for residents to be aware of. Fairfield's townwide rummage sale will be held on June 22nd, and anyone looking to have a sale location put on the official rummage sale map must call the chamber at 842-6116 by June 14th. Placement on the map will cost $5, and people may purchase an ad on the map to list items being sold at a specific location for an additional $5 fee. The rain date for the rummage sale is July 13th. The chamber's Honor Your Father promotion will end next Friday as well. People may register at participating merchants for a chance to win a small cooler filled with gift certificates from area businesses. The certificates are valued at $300. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gale Sales and Service. The days are getting longer and eventually the temps are going to get hotter. We have air conditioners from 5,000 to 25,000 BTU in stock. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly to avoid keeping you awake. Low power startup and operation conserves energy and saves you money. Effortless temperature sensing remote control allows you to see, set, and maintain room temperature from across the room. Don't wait until you're miserable in the heat. Come see us at Gale Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Check us out on Facebook.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, the Maple Hill Cemetery sexton has announced that cemetery personnel have begun picking up ground flowers and decorations. In accordance with cemetery rules, ground flowers can only remain 1 week after Memorial Day. The cemetery asks people to contribute by picking up the ground decor on gravesites. Anyone missing an item is encouraged to check at the cemetery office. Any concerns can be directed to 842-2851 or 842-2294. 29-year-old Justin Bray was sentenced to prison yesterday in White County Circuit Court. Bray was one of three inmates to escape from the White County Jail last June, though he was recaptured after less than 24 hours. Yesterday, Judge T. Scott Webb reportedly sentenced Bray to 5 years and 9 months in the Illinois Department of Corrections on a charge of escape, a Class II felony. He was also sentenced to 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release. 33-year-old St. Louis, Missouri resident Jessica L. Prose pleaded guilty to a count of DUI on Tuesday in Wayne County Circuit Court. Prose was sentenced to 12 months supervision plus time served. She was also ordered to pay $1,902 in fines and court costs. The Clay County Hospital Committee and SSM Health are pleased to announce Robert Sellers as the new president of Clay County Hospital. Sellers has more than 40 years of experience in healthcare leadership. For the past 5 years, he has served as CEO of Optum Surgery Partners and Screven Medical Centers in Georgia. He served as president of Clay County Hospital between 2009 and 2013, and was actively involved in many community organizations during that time. In addition to a long career in healthcare, Sellers served in and retired from the United States Air Force after 20 years. He and his wife, Julie, have 5 children and 10 grandchildren. Sellers will begin his president role at Clay County Hospital on July 15th. A community welcome reception is being planned in his honor. Residents of the Southern District of Illinois returned over 3 tons of prescription drugs for destruction on National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, according to Stephen Weinheft, United States Attorney for the District. The DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day was held on April 27th. Now in its 9th year, the biannual nationwide event provides a safe and convenient way for individuals to dispose of unwanted, unused, or expired prescription medications. This year, 6,636 pounds of prescription drugs were collected in the Southern District of Illinois. Madison County collected 897 pounds of drugs, and St. Clair County collected 892 pounds. Nationwide, the haul reached 937,443 pounds of prescription drugs, amassed at more than 6,000 collection sites. Nearly 5,000 law enforcement agencies participated in the event. The next National Take Back Day will be held on October 26th. More information on the DEA National Take Back Day and a list of permanent drug return locations may be found at takebackday.dea.gov. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office is a local drop-off location, and it will accept any drug except aerosols or those with sharp points such as needles. The City of Fairfield has shared a website for people to use to report flooding issues within city limits. The site was shared on the city's Facebook page, and Mayor Brent McGuire said people should be aware of it, especially in light of the wet forecast for the remainder of the week. The link is arcg.is/50CLW, and it may also be found on our news headlines page on WFIWradio.com. At its second council meeting last month, the city entered into an agreement with HLR Engineering in Mount Carmel for exploratory work on the city's flooding problems. In an effort to be aware of all such issues, HLR helped implement the website. Photos may be attached to reports, and the exact address of the issues may also be entered online. For those using a smartphone or other smart device, a location will be automatically entered if location services are enabled. As of this morning, 7 locations had been entered. Colin Dunn, with HLR, says initial survey work on the flooding problems is expected to begin after the current weather pattern moves through the area. The Wayne County Gun Club, south of New Hope General Baptist Church, will host a hunter safety course this weekend. The class will meet from 6 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, and again on Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Keith Wilson, appearing on the Community Connection, says the course is geared for people 4th grade and up. He said the class will have hands-on marksmanship lessons on Saturday.
But we will have them a chance to shoot a .22 rifle, 10 rounds, Saturday afternoon, so they get familiar if they haven't had much experience. And we go through a little basic marksmanship to give them an idea of really how the hands-on part works.
Wilson said people need to call or visit the University of Illinois Extension Office to sign up for the class.
You sign up at the Extension Office, U of I Extension Office here in Fairfield. The phone number is 618-842-3702, and they will be more than happy to sign you up and get you ready. There is no cost. Mm-hmm. Costs you absolutely nothing.
All materials for the hunter safety course will be provided. Frontier Community College is offering a one-day cultural trip to St. Louis on Monday, July 22nd, complete with a musical performance of Footloose at the Muni. Registration for the trip is now open, and it's available to individuals of high school age and older. A bus for St. Louis will depart at 11 o'clock a.m., and Megan Black, Director of Instructional Services at FCC, says the itinerary includes more than just the Footloose performance.
You get more than the show. We are taking a charter bus to and from the event. The first stop will be the Gateway Arch, so we'll go up into the arch during that stop. And then also, we will take an hour-long river cruise, and we're going to eat at the nearby Spaghetti Factory. It's right there downtown near the arch, and so we'll dine at the Spaghetti Factory. The lady that I've been working with tells me that for large groups, that's what they typically do, is give us three options for our entrees, and then that helps them work more efficiently. Prior to the show, actually, we're going to do a backstage tour.
Footloose will begin at 8:15, and Black, appearing earlier this week on the Community Connection, said the group will have seats with a quality view.
So if you're familiar with the Muni, the area where our seats are is called Terrace A. There's an area there, box seats that typically season ticket holders have, and then we're immediately behind that. So pretty good seats. We're not nosebleed. We're not lawn seats, so you'll have a good view.
Because of a recent Walmart community grant, the total cost for the all-inclusive cultural package is $125 per person. Anyone looking to reserve a seat should call FCC at 842-3711. Space is limited to 50 people, and the deadline to join is Wednesday, July 3rd. State climate experts say Illinois had the third wettest May on record, and it was the sixth consecutive month with above-average rainfall. The Illinois State Climatologist Office says preliminary average statewide precipitation during May was 8 inches and 4 tenths, 3 inches and 8 tenths above the long-term average. The office says nearly the entire state had above-average precipitation for the month. We topped the average by 21 hundredths here at the WFIW WOKZ studios. A gauge in Dallas City along the Mississippi River reported the state's highest precipitation total for May at 14 and 3/4 inches. An area that stretches from Quincy and the Quad Cities east to Peoria had the most precipitation in the state, with 7 gauges measuring at least 13 inches of rainfall last month. Chicago had its wettest May on record at 8 1/4 inches of precipitation. That beat the previous record, which was set last May, by 4/100 of an inch. The wet weather has continued into this month as well, as we recorded 8/700 of an inch of rain yesterday at the radio station. After a brief dry stretch to start June, the forecast shows showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed the new $40 billion budget into law, saying it will get the state on better fiscal footing. Kim Howard has the story.
Governor Pritzker says this is the state's first truly balanced budget in a long time, setting Illinois on the right path. He notes it's especially good for education.
We're making historic investments in education, expanding early childhood education, and bringing our evidence-based funding model to record levels. We're making college more affordable by expanding merit-based scholarships and college tuition grants to 15,000 additional students.
The budget also includes more money for social services and criminal justice reform. The governor also signed graduated income tax rates into law that would kick in if voters decide to switch from a flat tax rate to the new plan. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The IHSA will make a final decision next week on changing the state basketball tournament format for both boys and girls. Under consideration is a plan to have one state tourney weekend, Thursday through Saturday, for girls, and another weekend for boys, effective in 2021. That's according to the IHSA's Kurt Gibson, who spoke about the issue in March.
Right now, we're having some discussion within the membership and our board of directors about condensing the four weekends of basketball to two weekends, having one weekend, a three-day period of time to conduct our four girls state finals, and then turn around the following weekend and do all four classes of the boys tournament. There's a proposed schedule for that is being looked at, and the board's going to make a decision in June whether that's going to be the format that we follow for that next five-year period, and then after they decide that, we'll get the request for proposals out later in June. We'll give folks probably until the first part of 2020. Probably there'll be some deadline at or near the end of January when interested communities will have to have their bids in. That'll allow our staff couple-month period to go out and make any visits and hold any conversations with those bid teams from the various communities that we need to, with the hope being that 12 months from now we'll be able to make an announcement about where those two tournaments will be held for that next five-year period.
The IHSA Board of Directors is scheduled to meet on Monday. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Too hot to be grilling out? Stop by Dairy Queen in Fairfield during the month of June for their Cheeseburger Lovers menu. Grab two single cheeseburgers for $4. Need a little more? Grab two double cheeseburgers for $5. Don't forget to finish off your meal with one of Dairy Queen's Summer Blizzard Treats, available for a limited time. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 1204 West Main, Fairfield.
You've stopped smoking or don't smoke. Congratulations. But you vape or chew. Hold the confetti. Two wrongs don't make a right. Going smokeless or vaping or hookah are not substitutes for cigarettes and tobacco in general. All contain highly addictive nicotine that makes quitting for good a pipe dream. Quit and stay quit. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES from the Illinois Department of Public Health and the American Lung Association in Illinois. QUITYES.org.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 78. We have received 88 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,620. That is up 81. The NASDAQ is at 7,579. That is up 3. And July crude oil is at $51.61, and that is down 7 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 98-year-old Newton resident Georgia Bernice Caudle died last Thursday at the Newton Care Center. She was born in Wayne County and was a secretary for Airtex Products in Fairfield. Georgia Caudle is survived by her brother, Gary Caudle of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Honoring Georgia Caudle's wishes, cremation rites will be accorded and no formal services will be held. Memorial gifts may be made to the Oblong Children's Christian Home. Crane Funeral Home in Newton is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. USDA inspected whole New York strips, $4.49 a pound. Fresh sweet corn, 4 for $1. 1 pound package of fresh strawberries, 2 for $3. And fresh bone in split chicken breast, $1.39 a pound. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Fairfield Save-A-Lot store on West Main and Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather. Today, a 50% chance of showers and storms, cloudy, high of 85. Overnight, 40% chance of showers and storms, cloudy, low of 67. Friday, 30% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a high of 80. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 80. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 80. And Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 79.